Congratulations, you've made it through another day. That's excellent. Generally speaking, it's better than not. Yesterday, in my country, in Australia, there were 200 new fires started. 200 new fires started yesterday. So the descriptions of what they're going through is it sounds hellish. Fires all around, smoke all around. Just unbelievable. No one's ever seen anything like this. As we settle into the retreat, each moment, each step, each breath is something that should be valued and something that should be treasured. Yesterday I talked about the idea of being mindful and present. Today I want to extend that with another idea, and the idea I want to talk about today is contentment. When the Buddha talked about contentment, he used a very beautiful simile. He said, like a bird that flies, taking only its wings as its only burden. So in the same way, a monk or nun, when they go, they only take their bowl and their robes with them. And so this is something that we still try to keep today. Bowl and robes, maybe a laptop. But not much more. And many of you have been to my retreats before, so you've seen me talk about this before, but I don't care, I'm going to do it again. And when we finish this retreat up, I'm going to Vienna, and so the first time I arrived in Vienna, I was greeted at the airport, and I got off and I had my bowl and my bag, my monk's bag. And they said to me, is that all you're travelling with? It must be really nice to be able to travel and just have so little luggage. And I said to them, no, you don't understand. That's not what I travel with. That's what I own. That's all my possessions. That's it. When I was with some of my friends in Sydney a few years ago, and they were just moving house, and they invited us round for the meal time to bless the new house, and they're just moving all of their boxes into the garage of the new home. Full of boxes. And they just kind of looked at them, and he just looked at them and laughed. He said, you know, some of these boxes we didn't unpack in the last home. We like moved them from one home to another and stuck them in the garage, and now we're bringing them to the new one. We haven't unpacked them from the last home, which we were at for like 15 years. Where did we decide that we need so much stuff? Actually, the amount of things that you really need is very small. The amount of things that you want, well, that could fill the whole world. And we've built our society on the assumption that wanting is good. That somehow we'll be happy if we get what we want. But the things that we really need is so little. The Buddha talked about four requisites: a place to stay. And you don't need much, a roof over your head, a clean floor, you know, protection from the elements, that's about it. Robes, clothes to cover your body when you need to, food and medicine when you're sick. a few other things, but that's about it. And I was thinking about that simile of the bird and how the bird, when the bird flies, all it takes with it is its wings. And the wings are its only burden. It's such a beautiful image. I know the animals are out in nature and they don't need very much. And I thought of that when I was just reading from one of my friends in Sydney who was saying that at his home, the birds are now coming and flying into the houses and flying into the verandas because all the forests have been burnt, because there's nowhere else for them to go. Everything else is just on fire. And so the birds are overcoming their fear of human beings and coming and just landing on the verandas, coming into the houses and coming closer than ever. At least there's a bit of a clearing and a bit of a space away from the fire. So even those birds, they need so little. They never make any demands. They're just doing what they do. They just fly around eating the insects or eating the flowers or seeds or whatever they're eating. So little that they want. And yet somehow, because of what we want, we human beings have decided that our wants trump everything. And because of what we want, because of how much we want, then the little birds can't even get the very small amount that they need. This is how far we've gone. Imagine that we lived in a world where everyone was content. Imagine we lived in a world where contentment and not greed was the basic assumption. Well, it may be some time before we're living in that world, but right now we're living in this little world and this little retreat center, this little group of people and these few days. So maybe we can't change the world to make the whole world content, but maybe we can change ourselves. Maybe we can become a little bit more content. And what does that mean? Well, what that means is that if you don't get what you like at the mealtime, it's okay. It means that if somebody coughs when you're just getting into good meditation, that's okay. It means that if you came here expecting to get enlightened, and it's already day three and you're not yet, means maybe wait till day four, see how that goes. Being content. You know, the funny thing is, when I travel, and I, like I said, I only take this with me. It's got all my things in it. You know what the really crazy thing is? Half of those things I don't really need. Honestly. Even when I was in New York, it was cold for a few days there, and they very kindly gave me a couple of, like, a cold thermal shirt and this kind of thing. Oh, you'll need this. You're in Europe for the cold season. Well, no, I don't actually. It's fine. So I'm actually traveling around carrying too many things. So have a look at your bags when you get back to your room. Ask yourself, do I really need all of these things? When we used to start the rains retreat at Bodhinyana Monastery, Ajahn Brahm, it's the tradition in the forest tradition that when you have like 3 months of the year on the rains retreat, and it's the tradition that just before the rains retreat that the abbot has to give like a really tough talk to everybody and really just kind of give them a good going and tell them that they're all lazy and indulgent and tell them that they've got to get rid of all of their stuff. And so this is kind of one time Ajahn Brahm gave a talk like this at the start of the Rains retreat, and he said, you know, and if you've got extra things in your hearts, you know, just get rid of them. Clean it all out before the Rains retreat. And he said, and don't give it to anyone else. Just burn it. Just take it out and burn it. Don't give it to somebody else to be a burden, right? Just evaporate it. So the next day the monks were like burning their chairs and furniture and these kinds of things. And there's so many things. What a burden it is. Now, how much lighter you feel when you've got rid of all your stuff. We don't need very much. Air to breathe, water to drink, a bit of space, a bit of protection from the weather, some good people around, some food. It's not too much. So whenever you find yourself wanting something, then question that. Why do I want this? And every time you want something else, think about what is the message that's behind that. Like, why is it that you want something else? Because this isn't good enough. This moment, the present, isn't good enough. Who I am, what I have, this place, these people, this moment isn't good enough. I've got to get some other thing. And then when you get that other thing, are you going to be content then? When you get that other thing, that also won't be good enough. When you get that other thing, you'll be wanting something else. And it never stops. It just never stops. So instead of thinking, oh, how can I get the things that I want? Think about, how can I let go of wanting? All of you have made a good start on that. You've all come here. You've come such a long way. You've left so many things behind, so many people behind, so many duties, all of these things, and you've come here. Spend a few days not wanting anything. So whatever you're doing, slow it down and appreciate it. Every blade of grass is something beautiful. Every bit of sunshine. Every moment that you get to spend with your Dhamma friends. Every minute that you get to spend meditating. All of these things are very wonderful gifts. You don't get it any better than this. So slow down and appreciate things. Be grateful for what you've got and enjoy what you've got. Then what you'll find is if you have that contentment, then whenever you get anything else, that it really brings you a lot of joy. There's nothing wrong with enjoying things. If Danny and the wonderful people in the kitchen cook something lovely for lunch, and you can eat that and you can enjoy that. And if it's a beautiful dish, you can enjoy that. But if today they decide, we're just going to cook some plain brown rice, and you just have to eat that, okay. That's all right. There's a lot of people in the world who would be really grateful to have just some plain brown rice. So to just be content with whatever is given at any time. As we're settling into the retreat, for these few days at the beginning of the retreat, then it's natural that your mind will be a bit buzzing and a bit going on with the things that's happened before the retreat. This is natural. These are the energies in the mind. They will quieten down all by themselves. So don't be in a hurry to make them go away. Don't be in a hurry to push thoughts out of your mind, to push emotions out, to push memories out of your mind. These things are all okay. They're part of who you are. understand them, accept them, have compassion for them. When their time is done, they'll disappear all by themselves. So just be content when you're peaceful, and be content when you're not peaceful. Be content when you feel happy, be content when you feel sad. Be content when you want something, be content when you don't want something. These are all part of being human, it's part of being who you are. It's okay. You just be content with all of those things, and little bit by little bit you'll find peace. It's natural that when we come from the world outside and we come to the world inside, that we apply the same kind of thinking, the same attitudes. And so in our jobs and in our life outside, we have this idea that we have to have something that we want, and then we have to do something in order to get what we want. That's how it works. And in meditation, it's kind of a bit like that. You know, we want peace of mind, and then we do meditation to get peace of mind. Kind of, there's a little bit like that, but not really. Because doing meditation, in fact, isn't really doing anything at all. And the more that we meditate, the more you realize that actually it's not about anything. It's not about doing something. It's about letting go. And the thing that we're going to get in meditation, it doesn't really exist. The things that we give labels to, and we think that these things are somehow real things, they're not real things. They're just things that happen when you let go. Different states of meditation, or jhanas and samadhi, even nibbana. All of these things are just labels that we give to what happens when you let go. That's all. So don't think of these as a thing that's out there that somehow you have to get. Spiritual practice requires you to turn everything upside down. All of the ways you wanted to achieve something, all of the ways you valued things, turn them all upside down. The more that you can do nothing, the more that you'll have. The slower you go, the quicker you'll get there. So for today, make it your special practice, whatever meditation you're doing, make it your special practice to just be content. To just do what you're doing, and just accept whatever happens. Even be content when you're not contented. It's also okay. Ah, now I'm being discontented. I'll be content with that. And it's just another phase, just another condition. These things will all happen, and in your meditation, everything will happen. Every feeling, every emotion, everything you can possibly imagine, and many things that you can't, they will all happen to you in your meditation. So just be content with all of them. Okay, that's probably enough for this morning. I will let you get on with meditation, and I'll see people for the interviews this afternoon. Yeah.
Yes, the question is something wholesome or
unwholesome. Should we be content with unwholesome thoughts and feelings? Yes. Let me rethink that. No.
You know someone.
Right, yeah. Yeah. You see, the thing is that unwholesome things are conditioned, and conditioned things are impermanent. So that means that they'll come to an end. So to be content with something doesn't mean to keep it alive. It means understanding it, and understanding that this thing will come to a pass. Now, if it's the case that something that's unwholesome, that is really strong and has kind of seized you and is, you know, propelling you into dark places, then sometimes you need to stop it, right? Especially if it's going to make you transgress and do something morally wrong and to harm yourself or to harm others, then you need to sort of say, okay, now I'm going to stop it. But when in meditation, for the most part, not always, but for the most part, the thoughts and feelings, emotions that we have are much more subtle. And so when we're dealing with those things, the practice here is to watch them and to just understand that those things will pass away in their own good time. Does that make sense? Try it and see. That's all. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. That's right. Try something else.